So if there is a dispute, which is the only time that there's a problem, you know, some leases go smoothly. People move in, move out, and pay their rental. Everything's up to date. The end of the time, they do an inspection. The building's in great order. You've got a decent tenant who comes and paints or fixes and ensures everything's right. In other instances, you've got people that are out there to see how much they can get out of it, what they can gain, how they can delay payment, how they can avoid payment. Those are unfortunately facts of life that can't be done away with.
That's it. Peter, very, very interesting and, like you say, very important as well. Thank you very much for all that information. If somebody is maybe in the process and wants to find out more, maybe they want to check that they've got all their ducks in a row, how do they get in touch with Alums?
Yeah, they can find us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, little side street where Pep Stores is, number 6. Telephone 043-721-018. Or they can like us on Facebook, just add a S to Alums, and they'll find all our details there. And, of course, always on Wild Coast FM, if they go in there, they'll find our details as well on your website. They'll find it on your WhatsApp as well, and they'll find it on your Facebook. No problem.
Radio. Peter, thank you very much. Have a great week. Looking forward to chatting next week.
Super, Wayne.
Thanks, no Peter. Problem. Cheerio then. Peter Alum with today's Legal Eagle, and a very interesting topic indeed. Brings us to the top of the hour and news time. In your top stories, a new witness will testify before the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry. Fadiel Adams says the police are the biggest cartel in the country, and BLSA calls on government to improve industrialization. Also, sports news with Mike Godfrey. A new witness is expected to give testimony at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry today. A new witness is a crime intelligence officer who deals with agents and informants. He will be referred to as Witness G to protect his identity. The commission approved his application to testify partially in camera. His lawyers argue that his life and the lives of his informants could be in danger if his identity is revealed. The National Coloured Congress leader, Fadiel Adams, has accused elements within the SAPS of being the biggest cartel in the country. Adams spoke to the media yesterday following a raid that was conducted at a home he previously owned in Mitchell's Plain in the Western Cape. He believes he is being targeted for speaking out against the KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Makhwanazi, and members of the Political Killings Task Team. Adams has accused politicians and criminal networks of working together, though he stopped short of naming individuals. Gauteng police believe those behind the Vosloorus spaza shop owner Mazwi Kubeke's kidnapping are believed to be spaza shop owners. According to Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi, the provincial government and police deliberately withheld information to not jeopardize the investigation. The Gauteng Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General Tommy Mtobeni, confirmed to the media that Kubeke knows the kidnappers. A 44-year-old man will appear in the Bellville Magistrates Court in Cape Town today for the illicit handling of pharmaceuticals. According to police, the suspect was arrested on Friday for the illegal sale and distribution of cough medicines. Police were doing patrols in the area and saw the suspect conduct a suspicious transaction and arrested him. Business Leadership South Africa says the government must improve industrialization to grow the economy. The organization says the country's industrial base is disappearing and the government is not doing anything to stop this. BLSA says South Africans will pay the price for this. It says at least 14 automotive manufacturers closed their businesses over the past 2 years. BLSA has called on the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition to help manufacturers succeed in South Africa. Moving to international news, an oil tanker was allegedly hit by unknown projectiles in the Strait of Hormuz. This incident follows after the President of the United States, Donald Trump, said the country will help ships that are stranded in the strait to move safely today. Iran has blocked oil tankers from transporting oil through the strait since America and Israel attacked it in February. Meanwhile, Iran is reviewing America's response to its latest peace plan. And now, over to Mark Godfrey with this morning's sports news. Morning, Mark.
Sport, rugby, results of the semi-finals of the Investec Champions Cup. Wednesday, well, their defence held to stop a late attack by Delon. Wednesday, senior coach Jock Ninober's defensive plans come to fruition. Leinster, well, they scored 4 tries to Toulon's 3. So a thrilling game. Final score from a packed Aviva Stadium in Dublin. Leinster, 29. Toulon, who left it a little bit too late, a little bit far too late, 25. In the other semi-final of the Investec Champions Cup, game played yesterday, Sunday. It's a home game for Union Border Beagles. The game was played at Stade Matmut Atlantique in the northern Bordeaux. Union Bordeaux, well, they flexed their muscles, and this was their attacking muscles, to their pleasing crowd, the capacity crowd, their home ground. They scored 5 tries to a well-beaten Bath 3 tries. Final score, Bordeaux Beagles, 38. A disappointing Bath, 26. Enjoy your week. Sport Wild Coast Radio, Mark Godfrey.
Thank you, Mark. You have a good week, and thank you very much for that sports report. Looking forward to your wrap on Friday. Looking at financials now, gold selling at $4,612.15 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent, $108.08. One US dollar, R16.61, the British pound, R22.56, and the euro, R19.48. A Bitcoin is $80,320.46. And that's all for this news bulletin. That's all for the Monday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Have yourself a great Monday. It's going to be a good day weather-wise for most of today, but do stand by for some nasty weather coming our way. Keep it safe. Till tomorrow morning, then. Ciao, ciao.
This is how Timothy's 8th birthday party sounds to you. Over there, a group of children is vying to smash the piñata first. That giggling in the corner is two boys smuggling extra slices of cake. And in the distance, Albert, the neighbor's terrier, begins to yap. But this is how Timothy's 8th birthday party sounds to Timothy. For people with autism, this is what life may sound like.